what do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but is smaller than a squirrel and runs along the ground, has dark stripes on the back, is sometimes brown.
Well, we have an animal, I don't really call it an animal, now we call them polecats.
Well, that's, those are black though, usually, aren't they?
Oh, so are the body.
Really? And those are the kinds that smell bad?
Yeah.
But I'm talking...
Skunks, you call them.
Yeah. But, talking about a smaller animal that runs along the ground, it's kind of like a squirrel, but smaller, and it's brown, has black stripes on the back of it.
Well, we have it here now. We have a little old brown squirrel, it is about that long, it's brown.
Yeah.
Then we have a squirrel that we eat that's gray.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That other object you talk about now, I don't
Well, know. I think they're talking about the brown squirrel.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. What do you call it? A little creature, it's about this big or so, and it hops along the ground. And sometimes some of them go in the water and some of them go on the land. Hops.
Toad frog?
Yeah. And do you have any special name for the smaller kinds that live in trees and make a chirping sound?
We call them tree frog.
I see. What do you call the ordinary worms used for bait and fishing?
Well, they use the bait you can dig out the ground, and you can raise crickets.
The bait that comes out of the, that you dig out of the ground is?
Earthworm.
I see. And is there any special name for a big, large worm, big fat one, against a small one, say?
Well, now we have a one that goes in pasture sometime.
Yeah.
And you can take a 10 pound of something and jar the ground, and they'll come out of the ground, out of them holes. We call them long johns. I don't know the other name for them.
Yeah. I see.
But some of them this long.
Real fat, real big?
Big, big one.
Is that good bait?
Yeah, good bait.
What do you call the insect that sends out light in the summertime? You can see it at night.
Lightning bug?
What do you call the insect that builds a nest out of mud and some people say it doesn't sting? What do you call the nuts that ripen underground?
Nuts?
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. Of course, peanuts grow in the ground.
Yeah. That's what I was thinking. See, some people have another name. Some people call them goobers.
And we always call them peanuts.
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say the boy, what his father? What word would you use in there?
Well, he is enough.
No, he looks like the father, or he's similar in appearance to his father. You'd say if you were talking, what would you say, the boy, what his father?